the podcast where we talk about all the things that are hidden in the shadows. This is Isaac.
And this is Megan.
And try and stick to schedule this time.
Are you ready for a creepy episode?
Yes, but first, any hot updates?
Not really.
No, just the usual shit.
Usual stuff.
Yeah.
But I do think, I was just telling Isaac today, I do think a lot of investigations and cases and stuff like that are going to pick up. Like, I have the vibe. I have the.
They don't want to hear that.
I know.
No, because oh, great, now you guys are going to disappear again for a couple weeks.
No. I feel like we're boarding a train that's going to be, like, pretty fast moving until the end of the year. But that's okay. But right. we have a lot of episodes, like, gearing up. So hopefully, if I can get my stuff in order, we can hopefully get on track with these dang
and bombard episodes. You with episodes every single week. More than one. Maybe like three. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Who are they? Three episodes in a week?
Yeah. So stop asking for more and then you're going to regret it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, I got to catch up. Yeah. Go on a break for a week.
Yeah. But no, today is all about a phenomenon that's been seen, but also a theory of ours combined together, and also encounters that Megan has experienced personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Essentially, you want to call it this episode Black Eyed People.
Well,
but we also, not 100% just about Black Eyed People, yeah. But almost like Uncanny Valley when it comes to like creepers.
Yeah, because
like people are just like weird, like without necessarily trying to be, like overly smiling at you for no reason.
Because I'm gonna get into kind of like my experiences, because my experiences were a little bit less of like black eyed people and more of, you know, when you look up, I think somebody made like a creepypasta or like skits and stuff about it. Killian was telling me about it, funny enough. I don't know where he heard it, probably from my brothers.
Watching the stuff on YouTube who he shouldn't be watching.
I don't know. He sometimes YouTube sucks. If you have kids, do not let your kid on YouTube. Even with parental like settings, sometimes shit sneaks through and just don't do it. I've learned it the hard way. But my brothers, sometimes they like to like creep and watch like spooky stuff. You know, like, I mean, we all kind of did it as a kid. Granted, it wasn't online. It was more so like scary movies, you know. Mm. But they were telling me about this thing called the Uncanny Valley thing. I don't know, but these weird people, they almost look like mannequins, and that's the best way I could describe my experiences, is it look like shapeshifter people that look like mannequins. I don't know how to describe it, but they give the same kind of aura or ambiance as the black eyed kids are supposed to give. And so yeah, I'll be telling my experiences with that, because I've had multiple ones where that's happened. Because, and funny enough, Killian was telling me, our son, who's 8, was telling me about this because we had an experience together where when I was in the car, he went on to explain, oh, it's kind of like the Uncanny Valley. And I was like, where did you hear that about? After I looked it up in the car. And he was like, oh, my brothers, or not my brothers, but my brothers had told him about that and showed him like photos and stuff. And he said that's what the person reminded him of. And I was like, great. Because the Uncanny Valley effect essentially was talked about with like dolls or robots or...
We talked about this before with like humanoid people.
Yeah, where it looks like it's supposedly a theory that like sends a... fearful or uneasy feeling with humans when things look too much like a human, but they're not a human. So like dolls, mannequins, AI robotic type things.
The theory behind it is that humanity had a predator that resembled humans to an extent, and therefore triggers an instinctual fear against things like that. I blame skinwalkers or the entities that wore them. More of a Wendigo kind of thing. But something that tried to portray humanity but never got 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've grown an instinct for this. Something that's been passed down through our don't know, collective human psyche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of stories recently have been kind of like floating around TikTok of people that have encountered these type of people. And I think there was a story, I have it in my notes, but there was a story a long time ago before like paranormal podcasts were a thing. I mean, I think I was just out of high school. I had to be like 20 years old, something like that, when the story came out about the mannequin.
Oh, the emotionless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly, because that story always gave me the heebie-jeebies. Like, didn't the, like, the person check
into... Not the emotionless, the expressionless.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't the person, like, check into a hotel, or not hotel, but a hospital?
No, because they were walking out in a gown covered in blood, and they were very mannequin-like, and she walked, it looked like a woman, since she walked in front of a hospital, and they thought she was, like, a patient, so they tried to get her in, and they tried to stick her with a needle, but the needle, like, broke against her skin, like, it didn't go in. And she had a very plasticky skin, like a mannequin, like that. And when she turned to the doctor and like smiled at him, she had very needle sharp teeth. And then she had literally like bit into the doctor, about killing the nurse. And the doctor asked, like, "What are you?" And it said, "I am God," ugh, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then it basically just strolled out of the hospital, never to be seen again.
Oh, that gives me chills. When I first read that story, I was like, "Oh, hell no." Because I think I saw it on like one of those channels.
Creepypasta. For creepypasta, it was creepypasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is what that lady kind of, that we, me and Killian saw in the story look like. And it's with saying that.
No one heard nothing.
I can't with you. Oh my gosh. I'm surprised you haven't taken off from that seat.
A couple times.
He farts all the time. For anybody listening.
Hey.
Anybody listening.
Hey. You done making fun of my farts?
Yeah.
All right.
Gas cloud I'm involved in. Anyways. I think it's with saying that, you know, obviously with people, there is medical conditions. There are accidents that took place with people that caused, you know, deformities, that kind of thing. And, you know, I keep that in mind and stuff, and that's one of the like skeptical kind of comments that are seen in a lot of these black eyed kids thing, black eyed people encounters, and even like the mannequin-y type encounters of the people, is that, you know, there are people with different diseases or different or had accidents that caused like deformities in their face, or it's the lighting with certain people's eyes that caused the eyes to be black. And that is true, like there are different things, but I can tell you from my experiences with these, the people that I encountered, there was nothing wrong with them. Like, I've seen people that have deformities, I've had friends that had issues, you know, here and there, but never in my life was I told in my head as like a warning that this person is not human.
It's the absence of a soul.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. It's actually, it reminds me, I don't know why it reminded me of Terminator. Why the resistance used dogs to test people who walked in. Because the T2s, they looked human. But with the dogs literally growled and barked at somebody who came in because they weren't human. And I remember I think it was Reese. This is the first Terminator. He's telling Sarah Connor. He said, it mostly because they smell the metal underneath the skin, but people only, the resistance always says because they can, the dogs know when a person doesn't have a soul.
Mm.
Right, because of machines. And that reminded me of like how we have almost instinctual thing against things that look like us but aren't us. Right, maybe it's we detect there's no soul in something that looks like us.
Yeah.
A theory anyway.
And then, too, another theory that kind of was popping up is that, obviously, there are people in the world that are, that could have be possessed or oppressed, and the black-eyed people that you see is a, like, the switching of something dark attached to them, switching, like, control over their vessel, essentially.
Remember when I was a kid, I don't know what the hell my mom was watching, but I remember something about a woman looking in at her face in the mirror, and her eyes were black. And it was like some weird documentary thing talking about how eyes are the windows of the soul. Mm-hmm. This had to be making like early 90s.
Yeah.
Right? So all I remember is that scene. My mom watched a documentary or something. And like how, you know, you're possessed essentially when your eyes appear black in the mirror.
Mm.
Right?
And that's the thing. That is probably, out of all like the theories, like one of the most I could see that, like someone having something dark attached to them and just staring. Because the first story I'm going to tell, and I've told before on the podcast, but I'll say it again, was very... I guess I could start with telling my stories first. But one of the stories I had was... it was Christmas, and I went out by myself. It was around Christmas time. It was, like, December. And it was, like, maybe 2 years ago. And I was at a store called Five Below. And I had gone there at night because, obviously, it was winter, so it got dark kind of early. And I was over there shopping by myself for, like, Christmas presents. And I was going down an aisle. I saw this woman. She was a normal-looking woman staring at me. She was just, like, blank stare. And I was like, all right. I wasn't entirely not used to that. That sometimes happens with me. I'll explain it kind of a little bit more in abilities of why my theory on that. Anyways, but she was just staring. And it was to the point where the lady close to me was even, she was an older lady. She was even staring like, what the heck is going on? And so I just continued on. And at one point I looked up because I thought maybe she needed me to move my cart. She wasn't. And I said, oh, excuse me. And again, she just kind of looked at me and stared. And she grabbed my cart and she looked at me and she goes, I want you to know they're coming for you. And she just stared at me. And it, the best way I could describe it was, like you said, soulless. Like, I was just like, and the old lady was like, oh, like, what?
Pearl, you know? Grabbing.
And, so then as soon as she said it, she just walked off and continued like normal, just like, like for a split second, she was not there while she told me that, and then came back to, and then took off. Like, she never said anything to me. And the old lady was like, oh my God, are you here by yourself? Like, do you need my husband to walk you like out? What the heck was that? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe just a crazy person. So that was that. And so the next thing that I encountered recently, this was like maybe a couple months ago. This was freaky. And I think I may have told it on a previous episode when it happened, but I'm not sure. So me and my son and my grandmother went to a grocery store called Publix. And we were grocery shopping. And my son loves to use those little like kid carts, you know, that are size of like little kids, and he likes to go shopping. Anyways, so we're going down this aisle and he's doing this thing where he's kind of like running and not paying attention. And I told him like, hey, be careful, you're going to run into somebody. So I went, you know, chasing after him, and he was getting ready to kind of go into the cross section of where like everybody's going, you know, which way's out of the aisle. And he almost runs into this lady and she stops. Right? Nothing in her cart, mind you. Nothing in her cart. Gripping the shopping cart like death grip. And she's staring. Like blank stare. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. And I told him to go forward. And he even looked, because I can feel his energy. He's very, I don't know if it's just because of a mother thing, but I can read his energy very well. And he even tensed up. I could see. And I said, okay, go over there with grandma, you know. And so he went over there. And she was just staring at me. But the first thing, before I could like pull the situation together and understand what I was looking at, I got a very dire warning sign of she's not human. And her face looked like a mannequin. Like it was very, like it wasn't like, you know, she got like an overload of Botox. It wasn't like there was an accident that happened. It looked just emotionless, soulless. Like, not there. And so I told Killian, I was like, all right, come on. You know, like, I ushered and I smiled at her. And the whole time she's just staring, like, death stare. Like, trying, like, I can't even, like, hairs on the back of my neck stood up. My guides were chiming in. My ear was ringing, like, get out of here. Get out of here. Go, 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 go. And so... ignore that, continue on. The whole entire time, I kept like thinking, I couldn't even concentrate on the shopping trip. I just kept hearing in my head, like, she's not human. Like, that was so freaking weird and just an uneasy thing. And so I was at a point where I was like, you know what, we need to leave because I just don't feel right. Anyways, so we're going out. You know, we paid, didn't see her around. I was specifically looking for her. Nothing. So I, you know, lose my tension and kind of just like relax now. And we're going out to the car. And I hear Killian kind of go, right? And this lady is coming. Like, we're walking towards the car. She's coming from the car, right? From the car area. And she's it just didn't look right. Like, it looked like she didn't even know, like, exactly, like, how to walk. Like, not that there was anything wrong. And like I said, I've seen people that have, like, have gone through accidents, have, like, maybe some medical problems. I've never in my head thought, oh, that's not human. That person's not human, you know? And so she walked past me. And when she walked past me, she slightly was, like, growling. I kid you not. But staring at me. To the point where, like, my grandmother was like, what in the hell is that lady's problem? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm just get in the car and let's go. Because I don't know what that was.
Mind you, all this shit happens to me when I'm never around.
Yeah. It just, like, oh my gosh. It was just, like, ugh, energy. Like, it just did not feel right. And you know, like, that fight or flight where you're like, oh shit, wrong place, wrong time. That's what it felt like. The only other time I also had that happen was, I think I've told this story too. I was at the mall. And granted, this guy could have just been psycho. I'm not sure. And I was picking up on his energy. But there was a guy who, he was in a hood. Well, not solid black. It almost looked like he was wearing colored contacts, which could have been very much the case. And that's also another kind of like argument that people say are tied to the black-eyed kids and black-eyed people, is that they're just trying to scare people, do like a hoax, and they're wearing black contacts, which is very plausible. That could be the case. But this guy, I remember we were walking and he was, like, walking not through people, but, like, not giving a crap who was in front of him. And he was walking where, like, it wasn't, like, a normal human walk. It was bizarre. And he was in all black, and he had very, very, very pale skin. Like, very pale skin. And, again, kind of almost, like, waxy looking. I don't know how to describe it. But I was in the mall, and, again, kind of like how that lady where it was, like, the buzzer was going off in my head. And the same thing, and I was getting, like, moved to the side. And this guy is just hauling ass kind of towards me. And he's like, I kid you not, like, growling. And I get it, like, there's people that could be on drugs, could be high, whatever. But it just, it's a different feeling. It's a weird, I don't know how to explain it, but and he walked past me, and when he walked past me, he almost hit my shoulder. And I remember he just, like, looked me dead straight in the face. And then again, like, emotionless, like a predator almost. So.
And I had any encounters like that. I mean, I had my share of a-holes who I come across, but no one ever gave me the creepy vibe like they weren't a person.
Yeah. Oh. There was another time. And this could have just been just a fluke. I know I've always talked about on here about, like, Target runs with me and my sister. I would do them late at night, and I don't really do them anymore. But
she won't go with you anymore.
No, she refuses. She's like, you better go during the day. And so one of the things she said too, she recently came over here. She's like, I'm so glad that it's summer, because she's like, we could go out later and it not be dark. Anyways. But we were in Target, and I don't know what makes this occur, because this is not the first time this has happened, but I don't know. What is that movie called? It's a horror movie where, like, everybody is smiling at you, but in a creepy way. Like, she's a police officer. Smile. No. Kind of like that. I mean, that could be a reference too. Starts with the M, like Magnet. It's a remake. Magneon, Magnet, Maglin. She's a police officer, and she's riding in a patrol car. And she's like at the police station overnight. But as she's driving in the police officer car, she sees, she's passing these people, and as she's passing these people, like, that are just on the sidewalk, whatever, they're, like, smiling at her, but it's, like, a demonic-type smile. I don't know. Anyways, it has stuff to do with, like, ritualistic stuff and all of that.
I know what you're talking about. It's a murder name.
Yeah, Magnificent or Magnolent, Magnilent, something like that.
Not Malignant. That's a whole other shit movie.
Maybe that's it.
No, that's the one with the creature thing on the back of her head.
Oh, yeah. But it's something like that. Sounds like that.
Malgus.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, because it's a remake of another movie that had the same plot line. But the whole Emmett says that, like, there's a demon inside her, or someone possessed inside her police unit that kills everyone or something like that. Something has to do with the demons and something like that, but... I guarantee whoever is a horror movie watcher knows what we're talking about. I remember I saw that preview for it, but I never remember what.
Yeah.
We never watched it.
But, needless to say, there was a time when we went out, and I thought maybe I was just seeing stuff, but every person I passed had that weird freaking smile. Like, to the point where it was just creeping me out. And my sister... I had mentioned it one time before about that happening, and my sister was like, maybe, I don't know, I highly doubt that that's anything serious. Anyway, so she goes with me, and she's starting to pay attention to these people. She goes, Megan, why are these people smiling at you like that? And I said, I don't know, like, they look like normal people, I don't know, I'm not doing anything. And she's like, well, I don't know, we need to get the hell out of here, because I don't like this at all. And then... It happened before that trailer came out. And I remember, because she's a big horror movie fan, and she saw the trailer and she goes, yo, this looks exactly like what happened when we went to Target that one time. And I was like, yeah, I know. I don't know how to explain that. I don't know how to explain that they're normal people, but they were giving that type of smile. So, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, weird, right?
Yeah.
And it never happened with you with me, so I don't know what that is.
I always wonder, like, why did it come after you versus come after me, unless they're afraid? Because I remember Mike, who used to investigate with us, he encountered somebody like that before.
No, you know what was creepy with him? The freaking old women. That was a creepy thing.
Oh, yeah. No, because he always told me, like, he always wanted to know what happened if, like, those people came across with me. And then I told him one time, I don't think they will. I think they would. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, if they are anything like actual demons or any, like, dark entities, and they can sense better than, say, the average dark entity, then they're probably afraid of what I could possibly do to them.
Yeah. Well.
At least that's my theory, because I haven't come across anything.
That one thing with my son was the only time, like, I recently have encountered that. But, yeah, so for someone that's, like, my sister, she really, if she has any abilities, she really doesn't tune into them. So for her to see it and be like, yo, that's not right, something's off. But then again, every Target run, apparently, with her at night has been, like, I gotta record that should be a series.
Just in case something happens.
Yeah. But yeah. About,
now I guess we can essentially talk about the black-eyed people that mm-hmm. people have been encountering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like my stories, and this is what makes my stories even kind of creepier, is they're very, very similar. One TikTok story that's kind of circling around, that's, I think she's been on a couple podcasts as well, was this one lady. She was in a Kroger. And she said she was in the bread aisle, and she noticed this guy staring at her. And at first, she kind of just ignored it, whatever, the guy could be a creeper kind of thing. And so she goes ahead and goes from the bread aisle, goes to the international aisle. And she said when she went in the international aisle, this guy followed her, and she still had this feeling. And so she kind of just... ignored it at first, and then when she felt this guy not backing down, he was still just continuing to stare. She looked at him and kind of, like, jumped at him, like, okay, why are you looking at me? Like, you know? And she said that's when she noticed that the guy's eyes were completely solid black. And she said, you know, as she was in the bread aisle and as she was in the international aisle, she did get, like, a fight or flight uneasy feeling. But she was kind of coughing it up to be like, people are weird. There's weird people everywhere. She says as soon as she saw his eyes solid black, she dropped her stuff, left her cart, and got completely out of there. But she said his eyes were completely black. There was another lady who actually responded to that lady and said, hey, I've had that encounter as well, but a little bit different. This girl was a spicy dancer, as she calls it. Stripper.
Oh. Let's say that.
I know, but she, on TikTok, she said spicy dancer, which I thought was funny. But she said she, you know, was at her job doing her stuff. And she said there was a guy that, you know, she was dancing for. And she said that she started getting really... And she said, like, obviously feeling energies and stuff like that in that type of place is common. Like, she said she's... There's weird energy all around in those types of places. And she said she was giving this guy a dance. And she was kind of tuning into why she felt so... like dark, like she felt like almost like a predator, like that. And she looked and he had solid black eyes, but this guy had a satanic tattoo all over his chest. So that could have just been, who knows, maybe somebody possessed. And then another guy who was also, I believe, at a Kroger grocery store situation where he was basically followed home by this thing. He saw it in the store and was followed home. It was at the end of his street. Looking at him. So what are these people? That's the thing, is like, what is it?
Well, two different theories. So black-eyed children, most sightings were done, granted they're still happening now, but majority of sightings were between what, like, there was a few in the 50s, a couple in the 60s, some in the 80s, but majority in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I always theorize that, well, maybe since, you know, children grow up, mm-hmm. these black-eyed children are now black-eyed adults. That's including that the children could be human and they grow mm-hmm. up with age. Or, the other theory I was throwing around, men in black are always seen in sunglasses, right? Never see their eyes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right.
What if men in black, because that famous case that happened to that couple... Well, they allowed the black-eyed children to come in, and the husband had a nosebleed, like he was getting like psychically attacked. And then they said, our parents are here, and like a man in a black suit basically opened the door, said, you know, had the kids come out, and they got into a car. A man who looked like he was be a man in black. So people mm-hmm. thought, oh, is it aliens or something like that? What if the black-eyed children are just being tested around different places to see if they can get in locations, and then they grow up to be the men in black? Because they might be given special abilities, or that might be a created race. I don't know. The whole conspiracy theory around them.
Well, the craziness about the black-eyed kids is that in this area alone, apparently, you know, we always talk about Camp Lejeune. There is a lot of people that encountered black-eyed kids in Camp Lejeune. So, I don't know.
Military base.
And the thing is, like, so I've read, like, many, many stories, and it kind of is the same thing, like, you know, either it's the knock at the door, let me in. Some people have even seen them at gas stations, where like they're in the middle of a desolate area and at a gas station, and they're in their car and they hear a knock on their door, and it's somebody, hey, can we have whatever. I can't think of anything. I don't know why it just floated out of my head, but and the typical black-eyed kids scenario encounters. But there was also a comedian, I think her name is Monique, she was in that horror movie, but she's a comedian. She had said a story on a podcast where she was doing a show, and this one guy had glasses on, and she didn't like that he had glasses on, because she's like, it's a comedy show, I want to see your face, you know. So she told the guy, take the glasses off. He ignored her. She came back around and said, yo, take your glasses off, I want to be able to see your face. And she said he dipped his glasses down, and she said there were solid black eyes. She said after that, she was like, ooh. She was like, you can keep them glasses on. And she bought him a drink, even, to be like, don't, you know, do what you gotta do, but don't come near me. So it's kind of interesting that different people in different situations occurred. But it's kind of interesting that there are a lot of the times at grocery stores, because that was a lot. It was grocery stores, like wooded areas, or desolate areas. So it could be like a construction site that's not being used at night, or an abandoned building of some sort. So
when we think about the demon thing that I took out from, that was in front of a Target at one time.
Oh yeah.
What
yeah,
it
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
You know, looking for food.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that was creepy.
No, what is it? Looking for something to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy because you
what
think.
What if the black eyed people at grocery stores are looking for people to absorb energy from?
Yeah. Well, I guess that would be the place, because you have so many people and then so many emotions, so many walks of life in a sense. But I don't know. It's very, very creepy and very uneasy. And that's the best way I could describe like my situations, was like you said, like predatory. But there's also been situations of weird people shape-shifting as well. Like, that's another thing. That's another crazy thing. I think we've covered a lot of that on an episode before, but I remember there was a psychic that told a story on TikTok about how she was trying to help this family, or met up with this family, and they were very robotic, like almost like prim, proper, like perfect family. And she just felt very, very uneasy. So in other words, if you feel uneasy, don't talk to people. But one thing too, is that some of these like shapeshifter encounter stories of like people and like the mannequin things, is that the voices are very, very robotic if they talk. Like one person said the encounter that they had was almost like the person was programmed in like 1950 and didn't like catch up with the times and speech.
Hi there, fella.
Kind of.
Mind if I get a glass of water?
Ew. Nah. But it just makes you weary because, you know, of your surroundings, because could you imagine? What would you do if you came across a person that was like that?
See if I can pull them.
Oh, God.
Well, I think that wraps us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. More of a spitballing episode.
Yeah, no, because I really wanted to share those encounter stories that I've had, as well as what's kind of been floating around on TikTok and theories, because what if the black-eyed kids are growing up? Did you ever say that?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay. They said they grew up, or they're the men in black. That's a whole other fucking thing.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting, I don't know, concept to think about, because it's like you got to be aware of so many more things in this world, let alone black-eyed people.
Yep. What should everyone expect next?
So next is actually going to be the guest episode with Total Conundrum.
So Total Conundrum.
Yep, Total Conundrum. And then the next day, you're going to get an episode all about my abilities and how they've upgraded, as well as kind of like a dive into spiritual awakening, because I know that's been asked and requested of us to kind of cover our perspectives with spiritual awakening and like kind of how we went about getting to where we are today with spiritual awakening and abilities and stuff. So,
well, you've heard enough about my abilities.
Yeah,
and
I
such.
Mean, it's a whole 6-part series over there.
Hey, there's a lot to go through. And it's evolved since it started.
Yeah. No, I actually recorded that episode before, but the audio like sucked, which I'm kind of glad, because the episode that I did this time around is a lot better, and I think is going to answer a lot of your questions that you might have out there about abilities. So
look forward to 3 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can catch our socials at Hidden the Shadows Podcast on Instagram, Hidden the Shaw 6 on X, Hidden the Shadows Podcast 2 on TikTok, or links to all our social media, and always you can listen to us at HiddenTheShadowsPodcast.com. But as always, we'll catch your widows in the next one.
Yes.